Options. Here's another visualization for you. See or envision a radio. You are slowly turning the dial, looking for a station to hear the message. Keep turning the knob until you hear something, then focus or zoom in, listening to the messages that follow. More examples for daily use. Helping others to heal the passing of a loved one is probably one of the most gratifying ways to use this gift. By answering the questions of the ones that were left behind, the people you are helping are finally getting closure. They will heal much faster from the loss they experienced. Of course, you'll be able to use this gift for yourself as well. In a way, you can always stay connected to the person you lost. Here's an example on how this can help. A friend of mine lost her mother before her wedding. She really wished that her mother would have been there. My friend was able to use this technique and have her mother at the wedding in spirit. From now on, you'll be able to see, hear, or feel the spirit. I personally like the show John Edwards Cross Country. You can watch, learn, and get inspired. Please refer to the Book of Wisdom for the following questionnaire. Please pause the CD now. How to use your powers responsibly. You might get a buzzing or ringing in your ears. This is normal. You might even hear sounds that you cannot explain, like a tapping or a clicking. Just be aware, as you venture into this realm of psychic exploration, you will find all your senses heightened and changed. The sounds of nature can help you strengthen your psychic hearing. Finally, do not use this power to manipulate others. Use your talents and gifts not for exploitation, but for the good of the universe, others, and the cosmos. Congratulations! This completes the section about psychic communication. On the following pages, you will find useful checklists. Go ahead and see how far you've come already. Enjoy and remember, live your life to the fullest.